The Texans getting set to face off with the Broncos on Monday Night Football, and now we're pleased to be joined remotely by Drew Doherty of HoustonTexans.com. Drew, thanks so much for taking some time to chat with us.
Anytime, man. You and I, we do this, two or three times a day, so it's finally fun to put it on camera for the rest to see, because we have some spirited discussions, not as clean and not as calm as what Hillary and Donald are doing, but you know, spirited discussions nonetheless.
Exactly. Hey, we take our football pretty seriously, right?
Absolutely.
Well, the big talk this week around here has been Brock Osweiler coming to town. How have you seen him react down there, you know, with the pressures of a big deal and joining a new team?
You know, he seemed very calm the whole way through. The same guy that we saw back on March 10th when he signed the free agent deal is the same guy that we've encountered after practices and OTAs, after training camp, after games. He's very, very even keeled. And it was interesting. We talked to a lot of his teammates offensively after the game on Sunday night in the win over the Colts. He really struggled right out of the gates. First quarter, he was 1-5, but then he was on fire the last half of the fourth quarter and into overtime. They said he was the same guy in the huddle the whole way through. Couldn't tell a difference first quarter versus the end when he pulled him out of that cauldron, really, and got a victory. So he's been very, very calm, very collected. He says he's sticking to his routine, and this is just any other week. But you got to think that there's some thought about facing a place where he started his career and has a lot of good friends.
Yeah, we're certainly looking forward to Brock coming back. We loved him during his time here. On the other side of the football, you guys lose J.J. Watt, but it really seems like the defense didn't miss a beat.
Well, yeah, the defense has played well, but, you know, they lost the best, I think, player in the game. I'm not saying the most valuable player in the game, but the best player in the NFL over the last 5 years or so. You know, you don't just replace that. So I wonder where this defense would be as far as stopping the run if J.J. Watt were still around, because he was tremendous at that. Jadeveon Clowney is leading the NFL in tackles for loss with 8. And, you know, J.J. Watt, I think, had 42 last year, 30, something like that. So, you know, I wonder where they would be. But, yeah, you're right. They have played pretty well. And it's interesting. If you take away the team name at the top and you compare the statistics just down the board between the Broncos and the Texans, you know, they compare pretty favorably. And I'm not just saying just the defense. I'm saying, you know, offensively as far as yards per game, da-da-da-da-da-da. You take it away and they're very close. And if you think about it, it's two teams with really good defenses. Yours won a Super Bowl. It's not, you know, kidding me. But two really good defenses. Two quarterbacks who are kind of still finding their way, starting out as starters in the NFL. Really good pass catchers on each side. And, a running back who can do some things. So it's a real interesting matchup in that regard.
Yeah, it should be very interesting. The thing I was going to ask you about, there's some familiarity, of course, amongst the coaching staff as well.
Sure.
Is it weird sometimes to just think about, hey, like, there's so many former Houston coaches on the Broncos sidelines?
It absolutely is. Over my shoulder, I've got a photo here in my office. It was the, you know, post-game in 2012 when the Texans clinched the division. Well, Gary Kubiak is in the photo. Wade Phillips is in the photo. You know, they were here for some of the best times in Texans history. They won a couple of division titles. So, yeah, it is going to be fun. You know, the rest of the gang, you know, Parriani and then Jared Krick did nice things here and so on and so on. So it'll be fun to see those guys, but it's going to be interesting to see those matchups because, Bill O'Brien and company, they definitely want to look good as well versus the former regime.
Well, I know that you guys came out here for the training camp a few years ago. What's the best part about coming out to Denver?
Oh, well, I'm from Houston. I love Houston, but it's nice in August to get out of that humidity. So, and the scenery. I mean, it's beautiful out there. But yeah, the Texans, they love practicing out there. If you guys are up for it again, we'd love to come back. You have a nice house, so yeah, we like being your house guest.
Well, thank you very much. We're looking forward to seeing you guys come in again this weekend.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you guys, and it should be a fun game, and it's going to be a good one.
Well, thank you so much. That's Drew Doherty of HoustonTexans.com. Thanks for joining me for a few minutes here.
Anytime, my friend. See you soon.